This is Rights.Tech. I'm Henrik de Gior. Today I'm speaking with Doug Hill. Doug, how are you?
Great.
Doug, who are you and what do you do?
I'm managing partner for Rights Assist LLC, which is a photo research and rights clearance firm. We help people find the images that they need and be able to get the permissions to use them.
What are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with rights management?
Biggest challenges are all of the information out there that people are spreading that says if you see it five times on the internet, therefore it's in the public domain. And people who right-click and download images never think about the rights, but are very clear when it comes to using their image or their imagery that it's not the right thing to do. The other challenge is that there doesn't seem to be a way to facilitate people to be able to license things legally, but there are a large number of companies growing up out there who would be more than happy to capture those people who have used people's images and other intellectual property without their permission. The successes are, as we've gone through the process of trying to facilitate with both our clients on both sides of the equation, which is photographers or image creators or intellectual property creators, and for publishers, the challenge has always been to try and get them to the table with an equitable financial arrangement. And that seems to be much more common now. The creators have begun to understand that the publishers are under tremendous pressure, and the publishers have begun to understand that the creators are trying to make a living.
What is changing with rights management or needs to change?
Well, I think the biggest thing is what I mentioned already, which is that images and other intellectual property needs to have a mechanism to easily facilitate its licensing. We are going on probably 15 years now since the digital revolution began. We created Rights Assist in 2000 to try and answer the issue associated with the creation of rights and the use of rights for images that people could now find on the burgeoning internet, which was not the case prior to that. And in the process of that, people totally gave up on the idea that intellectual property was an item that needed to be taken care of when they used other people's intellectual property.
What advice would you like to share with people interested in rights management?
I think the biggest is that there's a mechanism out there that people can begin to communicate with creators. Not everyone is in the big box stores. So if you're looking for creators, there are registries now, like the Plus Registry, where people can go and find creators so that there becomes an opportunity for the creators to go and register themselves, which they can do for free. So that if someone's looking to find a creator, they can go there and find them, because it's much more difficult to find them on the Copyright Office website. But I think that's the biggest thing, is that people are beginning to facilitate connecting directly with creators.
Where can we find more information about rights management?
Well, the Copyright Office is promulgating a number of publications about copyright, and that's probably the best source to begin to get a background. There's also the changes that are going on, but many professional organizations on both sides of the equation, or those that deal with the middle ground, the Copyright Society of the USA, ASMP, and the professionals associated with professional photography, APA, there's a number of professional organizations. The Copyright Office is still a great source for being able to find great information about using copyright. The difficulty everyone has is that copyright is not like other things. Copyright is not like a speed limit. You can't go and look up the law and say, I can't go more than 55 miles an hour on the highway. It's case law. So the facts of that particular situation really determine what people can or cannot do within the guidelines of the law that's been determined in the past.
Well, thanks, Doug.
You're welcome, Henrik. Glad to talk with you.
For more on this, visit rights.tech. Thanks again.